Our next presentation, differential survival of STEC in simulated runoff. Ms. Durzo presenting.
Thank you. So Shigatoxigenic E. coli, or STEC, is conventionally historically associated with the consumption of beef and beef products. However, deadly food poisoning outbreaks associated with environmental sources have been increasing over the years, including outbreaks associated with water and an increasing number of outbreaks associated with leafy vegetables. Unfortunately, young children are most likely to become seriously ill when they contract STEC infections and are much more likely to develop serious complications such as hemolytic uremic syndrome. This is Grayson, who died last year, and Gabriella died this summer. Each year, 265,000 illnesses are attributed to STEC, with more than 3,600 hospitalizations and 30 deaths. This is a picture of Kevin, who died in 2001, and in the words of his mother, who went to get a PhD and is now a food safety advocate, the best way to prevent these tragic outcomes is to prevent food from getting contaminated in the first place. And that's where our environmental quality community really comes into play. To do that, we need to know how long the pathogens survive, and we have somebody who does that and as a leader in that area, in the environment. For the project I'm sharing with you today, looked at whether or not there are serotype-specific differences in survival between STEC 0157 and the non-0157 STEC. So STEC 0157, it's the Michael Jordan of the STEC team. It's famous. We know a lot about it. If the serotypes respond in a similar way, we can use what we know about STEC 0157 to inform management decisions about the other STEC serotypes. This is a picture of beef cattle feedlot runoff being applied to a field. It's a common practice, and the work that I'll share today looks at long-term survival in simulated runoff of the seven different serotypes. This is a laboratory study. There we go. So for each of the seven serotypes, we used nalidixic acid resistant cells grown overnight, inoculated in triplicate into the simulated runoff. We used a manure soil mixture at agronomic rates for phosphorus that mirrored a lot of our field collections for runoff, and autoclaved it, and then plated at selected time points, so fairly straightforward. The entire experiment was repeated in sequential years, and STEC 0111, 0121, and 045 consistently declined over time in the simulated runoff. 026, 045 persisted. And in two instances, we saw differences depending on the year. So interestingly, in these, in all instances, all serotypes, all years, the triplicate inoculations gave similar results. So there's no bars here because it's such a tiny graph all squeezed onto one page, but the reps were fairly tight. So that points to inoculum. We didn't get one rep surviving and two declining. They all either declined or all survived. So whatever mechanism was working here, it was linked to the inoculum, already turned on in the overnight inoculum. Also of note, the patterns of survival weren't random. They mirrored the other serotypes. So that was it. We did see serotype-specific differences and were able to quantify them in our artificial laboratory conditions. This is a very artificial situation. It represents potential for survival under optimum conditions. However, in the field, macroecologic factors such as weather and competition from other microbes is going to reduce the survival time. And on deck is to see if we see similar patterns of differences in serotype survival in the field. Oh, and a slideshow. Thank you.
Very good. Time for a question? One question.
Yeah, what do you say strep like that for field tissue? What does that mean in terms of residence time? Because when you get a runoff of eave, which is the water column or what have you, so...
Yeah, I can't tell you in real life. What I know, you might be able to address this more than I, but I've worked with a lot of outbreak situations, and we just anecdotally noticed differences in being able to detect the different serotypes when we would go in 4 months later, or we'd then follow up a year later. And so that's what led to this lab study. But I don't know. Do you have anything?